A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You shut the doors of the kingdom of God in men's faces, neither entering yourselves nor admitting those who are trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You travel over sea and land to make a single convert, but once he is converted, you make a devil of him twice as wicked as yourselves. It is an evil day for you, blind guides. You declare, 'If a man swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if he swears by the gold of the temple, he is obligated.' Blind fools, which is more important, the gold or the temple which makes it sacred? Again, you declare, 'If a man swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if he swears by the gift on the altar, he is obligated.' How blind you are! Which is more important, the offering or the altar which makes the offering sacred? The man who swears by the altar is swearing by it and by everything on it. The man who swears by the temple is swearing by it and by him who dwells there. The man who swears by heaven is swearing by God's throne and by him who is seated on the throne." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees just didn't get it. They thought that they were doing everything right. They were following the letter of the law. They were making the daily required sacrifices. But Jesus saw through their facade. Behind the sacrifices, there was no connection. Behind the rigid adherence to Jewish law, there was no desire to have a relationship with their God, to honor the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. To do that requires more than just words, more than just ritual. Any relationship requires effort and commitment. The Pharisees felt that their effort and commitment involved only fulfilling rules and ritual. That was as far as they needed to go. And Jesus called them on it, big time. "Woe to you, you scribes and Pharisees, you frauds! You shut the doors of the kingdom of God in men's faces, neither entering yourself nor admitting those who are trying to enter." He was there to remind them that they were loved completely, and they were being offered the opportunity to experience the totality of God's love if only they looked beyond their rigid rules and sacrifices to the real God, to the real relationship that could be theirs. And the sad part was with their authority, they were dragging others away from the opportunity to experience the depths of God's love. And Jesus was holding them accountable. In our fast-paced, techno-based society, we can be as easily doomed as the Pharisees. With phone texting, Facebook postings, tweeting, and all other forms of really non-human communications, we can be as superficial as the Pharisees when it comes to relationships, not only with our God, but with our fellow human beings as well. Yes, all the modern technological advances let us stay connected with each other in ways that weren't possible before. But does it just give us an excuse not to connect at a deeper level? We saw our cousins are doing well on Facebook, so they don't need a phone call. My grandma posted that her surgery went well, so I'll text her back that I'm glad and happy for her, but I don't need to go visit. Like the Pharisees, are we missing out by leaving things so external and so superficial? Are we missing on the hugs and face-to-face communications that could make our relationships so much deeper? The weekend before my mom passed away, I was getting ready to leave for my weekly visit. Working full-time with a high schooler, still at home. My two older children were at college, thank heavens for that. It still was difficult to make the weekly trips across the valley to visit her, but it was so worth it. My mom had become an invalid after medical surgery, and my dad was her main caretaker. And it was so good to see them and give Dad a little break. That weekend was so like others. There was no imminent warning that my mom was getting worse. She seemed about the same. As I left, I gave her a goodbye hug. I was picking up my husband for work, and I was hurrying out the door. But for some reason that day, I needed another hug. So I went back to where she was on the couch and got a second hug. Little was I to know it was to be my last. She died the following Friday before my weekend visit. To this day, I'm so glad to have my memory of that second hug. In our often sterile world, I think that is what our Lord wants for us, to have that second hug, to reach deeper, past the rituals, past the superficial sacrifices, to connect with our Lord and Father and our neighbor, our loved ones. A text or Facebook post has no inflection behind it and can often be dehumanizing. I'm not saying that it's all negative, but sometimes it can seem that way. In a world of racial and ethnic and religious hatred, a lot of it is making the other side faceless and non-connected to us in any personal way. It's easier to say those people without putting a face to them. It's easier to bring them all together in one group without realizing that there are people within that group who have goodness. There are people within that group who are not radical. To preach the good news, we must remember our Lord's presence, that he would never leave us, that goodness will prevail over evil, that no matter how dark the night looks, the Lord will be with us. We must search for others who are waiting for that flame of goodness to spark into life. Whether it is in your family or among your workers or even a stranger, make a face-to-face connection. Look the person in the eye and see the image of God. Do not lose hope and give the Lord your second hug.